Pasta.
Okay. Beans? Did you get any beans?
Nah.
Why not? They're like the ultimate.
No, we like beans. No?
No.
Hmm. You've done yourself a massive disservice, sir. That's all I've got for my lunch. That's banana. Nah, that's alright.
That's how you know you're depressed.
Because I'm eating bananas.
Yeah.
I eat loads of bananas.
That'll do it. That'll make you stupid as well.
Well, I was looking up. I've got my phone here. Looked up supplements for your brain.
Mm.
You interested in that?
Yeah.
Do you wanna, I've got some. I can't pronounce many of them, but I'm going to look for something where I can have these. And hopefully. Oh, that's the name of those porn stars I was looking up.
There's that Asian girl that you like.
I don't know. I don't really like her face anymore, but she's just got a really like sexy body. Really nice shape.
Hmm.
Yeah. A lady's shape.
You're allowed to do that. Just tell it.
But, yeah, I do it every evening. I always just chuck stuff under my car and then drive away. Oh, no, she's coming this way, Carol.
They're still very clever things.
Oh, shit. Right.
Get those falling stuff.
No, no.
Come out here especially to talk about porn stars.
That would be a weird club if you had to wank about someone new every week and then discuss it like a book club.
I wonder if there is like a wank club.
Oh, have you ever read the comments underneath a porno video? They're hilarious.
That doesn't stink bad, does it?
No, it's just, well, no, it's making me hungry.
They're quite good. Those comments are good for finding out if it's like, oh, I wouldn't mind watching some other work of this.
I'm a big fan of her work and her arsehole. I'd like to see more of both. That's the first port of call. When you're investigating porn stars, that's the first place you go.
Mm-hmm.
But, I got this one yesterday when I was in the midst of an investigation. This bloke just went, wow, masturbating now. You know, why have you written that? I like the idea that there's blokes out there that just watch porn.
And don't wank.
And don't wank. And if they do, they're like, oh, actually, yeah, I might jerk off to this. But I only ever watch
porn.
It's
like when women say, oh, yeah, porn's just funny, isn't it? It's like, well, how can you watch porn and just crack up and
I'd hate that. Have you ever done that thing where you've been watching a porno, you like blow your wad and then you
start
watch
laughing.
And then you're watching it thinking, what the fuck was I thinking? This is so weird. Oh, that's not sexy. I quite often think that with women with fake boobs after if I watch a bird who's had a boob job.
Yeah, they're horrible, especially when you see like the scars on
them. Oh no, that's the worst, that, isn't it? When they lift them up and they've got these fucking like the Joker face underneath their tits. That's
or
the
like
worst.
Was it a Chelsea smile?
Yeah, yeah. But
funny how these IBITS preambles are always about pornos.
I don't know what's wrong with me at the minute. Well, anyway, welcome to IBITS. What do you want to hear about these?
Oh yeah.
What, folic acid?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is in greens, apparently, in all your greens.
There's a green?
There's a green, yeah. You got a green there. Which, I can just throw these on the floor, these tea bags, can't I?
Yeah, they rot.
I'll throw them on there. There we go. B12.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You said that like, yeah, I know B12.
Yeah, I'll take like effervescent vitamins in the morning.
Effervescent.
Well,
okay. Effervescent.
Evanescence.
Evanescence.
Yeah.
I listen
to them and get all my vitamins from them.
Just go fucking mental in your front room. Call it choline.
Never heard that one.
No. Get this one then. DL phenylalanine. Phenylalanine. DL phenylalanine. Yeah?
No.
Never taken that. Acetyl L carnitine.
Hold on, is this helpful just reading these out, or do you have to tell us now what they do?
I don't know what they do, they're just good for your brains.
Oh, right, okay. Omega-3?
Well, yeah, I didn't write that one down, though, because that was so obvious.
Oh, right, sorry.
that would be a good name for an author, though, wouldn't it? Acetyl L-carnitine. Carnitine.
Mm.
Carnitine. This one's a blooming phosphatidylserine. Yeah.
I'll go out and buy some of that.
Well, I'm going to see if I can find it. Would you like to know about it? So yeah. I can
make a cocktail of all them.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to... Oh, look, I spilled my tea and it looks a bit like a knob.
Nice.
All right, any news? Want to hear some news?
Yeah, some bit of news.
Revealed, the Lion of Essex. We find Tom, the cat who sparked a two-day police lion hunt and terrorised thousands.
I can't believe that.
Have you heard about it already? Yeah. I haven't heard about it. What's going on?
That cat?
Yeah.
Was mistaken for a lion.
By who?
By some people walking along in Essex.
What?
And the police got called out. And it turned out to be this little ginger cat.
Oh. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't understand if it was, like, close, but they thought it was far away.
Far away lion. Yeah. Yeah. Was it walking amongst bonsai trees or something?
Well, and it hasn't got a mane.
Lady lions don't have manes.
Oh, right. Well, they didn't think it was a lion.
Did only one person report this, or...?
Two, I think.
Two,
oh, but they were together. That'd be nice, didn't it?
It's all I've got.
What?
I hate this page. You always love this page too. I think it's the worst page in all the papers.
Why?
It's just boring, isn't it?
You're talking about verging on a disaster.
Ministers urge to delay $5.5 billion rail deal. Well, you should ignore Virgin. You shouldn't be upset for Virgin because they're trying to buy the NHS, Kelvin.
Are they?
Yep, and make it so that we all have to have health insurance.
Wow.
Would you like that? Would you like to live in that? Well, no, I wouldn't like to live in that world. We're quite fortunate at iBits. We get booper coverage.
Yeah.
As part of the DBN. That's why I've been very reluctant to... bin Leo off. To Helen Bake. Ex-Corrie star Helen Flanagan tried to bake a cake, but it ended up like a comedy worthy of Weatherfield. Do you want to hear about that?
No.
Is she a sexy lady? She's quite sexy. She gets covered in flour and stuff.
Is that... Well, who is that?
That's Helen Flanagan.
Not her off EastEnders.
What? Ooh. Oh! Jesus Christ, that's awful. Look at her face.
Oh dear.
That's Olympian Beth someone.
Good luck.
17 beheaded for dancing to music.
Taliban thugs have beheaded 17 Afghans for dancing to music in a sickening attack at a party. Yeah. Is there a kind of dancing that you...
you said that like, I've been at a nightclub before where that's happened. What's the big deal?
Oh, you're beheading.
That's why I stopped clubbing.
Yeah.
Sorry, what are you going to say?
Is there a type of dancing that you might understand if they came back and said, no, he was like doing robotics?
Oh, if I...
Well, if they were doing, like, the tragedy dance, you're like, oh, come on, that's been overdone.
Well, it's all dances like that, isn't it? It's like when Michael Jackson Thriller comes on and some hilarious person thinks, oh, let's do the Thriller
dance. No, if, like, the whole club started doing the Thriller dance.
Yeah, but then you'd be allowed to behead them because you could say they were zombies.
I thought they were zombies.
Yeah. Well, you'd like that.
What, if the whole club's just, like, burst into the dance routine? It'd be amazing.
Not all of it.
Yeah, the whole
all
routine,
of it.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Well, yeah, if they did all of it, but they don't do all of it. They just do the one where they put their hands up like that and walk sideways and then they go back the other way like that.
What else is there? That's all there
is. I suppose that's all there is, really. You'd love that.
If it was a bit more than just that, like, yeah, putting their hands up in the air. Like, if life was like a musical, that'd be great.
You've said this before, haven't you?
I thought that, yeah. As I was saying.
I still don't understand quite your...
Why? What's not to like about living in a musical wonderland?
I'd be like Kevin Bacon in Footloose. No, not Kevin Bacon, the other one.
He's the one who
the
did.
The evil one. Who's the evil one? John Lithgow.
The sheriff.
I'd be John Lithgow.
They nicking that car. They just got out of that one and...
Update, crime.
Drive away.
They might be doggers?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's stretching and he's got his flyers open.
Oh, that's dogging if ever I've seen it. No, this is,
Driving. Parents fork out for kids' first wheels.
Oh, weird. Look, do you want to take it? I want to hear what the only kind of music the Taliban allowed dancing to. Religious music.
Two women dancers were slaughtered in the bloodbath and another 15 were men who had been watching them. So it wasn't the dancing that did it. They just didn't like them.
I think it was, that implies that it was like they were maybe wanking to the dancing.
Maybe. The massacre sparked fears the hated Taliban will impose its brutal interpretation of Islamic justice when international forces leave the country in 2 years.
These guys must be so, like, repressed. I don't even think they're evil. I just think they're just pissed off because they, I don't know. Maybe we should get them around for that wank club that we're going to start up.
Police, pair quizzed on lad shop rape bailed.
Oh, God.
The two men arrested on Friday on suspicion of raping a boy of 14 in a department store's toilet have been released on police bail.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Fuck. How would you react?
That's what he said.
If you, fuck me. He was asking for it. If you, as a 14-year-old, if two grown men had dragged you into a toilet and raped you, how would that make you feel?
I don't know. Did you know about stuff when you were younger? Like, this shouldn't be happening. Or would you think...
I wouldn't like it.
No, of course you wouldn't like it. But would you think, oh, this is what adults do?
I don't know. I was really naive as a child. Like, really. So I knew that basically if someone offered me sweets, I thought that was being raped, basically. If someone,
or would you go along with it and think, at least I now know I'm not gay because I didn't like it?
Nah, but I wouldn't want
that
anything.
That does away, like, with years of thinking, well, maybe I'm gay.
I still think that every now and then now.
But you weren't raped as a 14.
Oh, maybe that's why, though. Cause sometimes when you watch a porno, you think, just is it the cock I like here? I don't know.
Because whenever the tits come up, I lose it.
it's ruined. Another one ruined. Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's good. I don't think we should encourage it as something.
So what happened?
Well, they just basically grabbed him off the street, took him into a toilet and raped him.
What department store? Classy.
VHS?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make a difference?
I don't know. Rescue. Gang victim dog is given 2 false paws.
Oh.
A dog brutally maimed by a drugs gang is back on his feet after being given
horrible.
False... What, worse than just green tea?
Dunno.
It's worse, just green tea.
Yeah.
I've advised Adam's put a bit of peppermint in his green tea because green tea is gross.
We must sound like such hippie shitheads.
It's all horizons.
All it is we're just so terrified of being retarded.
I bet people listening to this are just like, well, you did good there. You done good. Big cat tails, dog officers.
Oh.
That wasn't worth waiting.
Your face just before it happened. You look really annoyed then I interrupted the news.
That was expected. I thought this better be a good one.
There's look.
Is that a picture of
that's
it?
A picture of the cat.
It does look huge. That is a lion.
Also,
it's a ghost of a lion.
It's made out of stone. That's a basilisk if ever I've seen one.
That's weird. How could it be that? It doesn't look anything like that.
That is weird.
Look at these. Fucking hell. Oh, it's a Photoshop picture.
Yeah. You don't remember that? It was in the London riots. I fell for it very briefly. Someone sent a picture around saying, someone's rioted at London Zoo and they've let a tiger out. And they'd done pictures and I retweeted it like a fucking idiot.
The hunt for the St. Osseth, is it Osseth? Osseth Lion is the latest in a series of reports of beasts on the loose to have caused cops major headaches. West Yorkshire police scrambled a helicopter and rail passengers were prevented from leaving a train after a driver reported seeing a lion in Shepley.
How big is this cat? This is mental. Look, he's holding it there. That's a normal cat.
Yeah. Scratch.
Oh.
Almost took his arm off. A hunt found nothing.
Yep.
In May 2011, another helicopter was scrambled and a golf course was cleared after a white tiger was spotted in a field near Hedge End, Southampton. But as officers approached the animal, they realised it was not moving and a helicopter crew using thermal imaging equipment discovered there was no heat from it. The creature was in fact a stuffed toy, but the Beast of Bodmin is still Britain's most famous big cat. Is that the Beast of Bodmin?
It looks like it, standing on a sheep.
It doesn't look big, does it? That's not a... I wouldn't call that a beast.
It's in the background. I don't know, a cat the size of a dog is pretty beastly.
Is it the size of a dog?
Small dog.
Really small dog.
Like a cat-sized
Yorkshire
dog.
Terrier.
There's a cat the size of a cat-sized dog. That's terrifying. This is crap. This is just stupid people being stupid. This isn't what iBits is about.
Tory split over the Danny Boyle test.
Oh.
Minister slaps down right-wingers. The Tories immigration minister yesterday said the party must pass the Danny Boyle test. Did I say Dyer?
Oh, that's a completely different test, the Danny Dyer test.
To win the next general election. That fart's hanging around.
Who's yours?
Yours. Oh, this made it worse.
Four inmates ill after taking a rogue batch of ketamine. What do you make of that?
Four prisoners were rushed to hospital after taking a contaminated batch of horse tranquilizer ketamine. The men all became ill within hours, and one of the four who needed hospital treatment was kept in for 2 days after being found unconscious in his cell. I knew someone who took that, and they lay against a radiator for ages till she had like a massive blister on her back.
Jesus, what was she thinking? Well, I suppose she wasn't.
She was out cold.
I don't get that drug. When I used to go to nightclub parties, I'd see people on it just monging out in a corner. It looks horrible. Look, there's loads of knobs.
That's a bit like when you said, why in Locknamora do they use that
gaze
drug? Gaze,
yeah.
Exactly the same as that.
Yeah. Well, in that one, that's like eye drops, isn't it? It makes them see visions and stuff. At least you see visions.
Bloody Simon Cowell coming back. All news is rubbish.
Oh, no.
Who's that?
I don't like that headline either. Syme coming back. That's a crap one, yeah?
Yep. Thugs. Son still in coma after yob attack. A son beaten unconscious by noisy yobs who were keeping his cancer-stricken mother awake was last night recovering in hospital.
Posh Spice, she's in denial. What's that all about?
Posh takes baby Harper out in Los Angeles as the Beckhams have to deny new claims they are to adopt a child.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Wasn't he supposed to bang...
Is he banging Robbie King's wife?
I think so.
No way.
Huh? If I was him, I'd bang anybody else other than her.
Oh, she's awful, isn't she? Like, no one blames him. I think everyone's like cheering on him to have an affair. I mean, look.
Sorry, darling. I know we got married, but you're the last person I would have sex with.
I don't know what I was thinking back in 1996. So I
just wanted to bang a Spice Girl.
Spice power and everything. They were so confusing, the Spice Girls, weren't they? Because they weren't really any of them very good looking.
No. Transport ticket laws put drivers en route to more fines. Motorists could be hit by a new wave of fines if plans to let councils give tickets for minor offences go ahead.
What's that? Horror for Dad.
Farmer Gupta Budpa. 55.
Gupta, I like that name.
55. Accidentally shot dead his son, Chitra, 12, after mistaking him for a monkey raiding his crops, maize crops in Nepal.
Oh my God.
It's pretty bad, isn't it? Burglars battle two women in raid. Mum, 47, fights for life. Oh. Mum was fighting for life last night.
What made you laugh about that?
I don't know.
There's something very, very funny about a man just punching a woman in the face, isn't there?
Is
<it? laughs> No. That was a test.
All right. Phew, I passed it. Did I pass it?
I don't know. There is no, isn't there? When you just like...
Not hard?
Not really. Not proper, like, just punching them.
No.
Not even slapping them. Just like... And out of nowhere, just kind of, not unprovoked, but...
I still have to disagree.
Good, you're still passing your test.
Oh, well, I've forgotten about that test. Rocker, Halliday in heart scare. Rockstar Johnny Halliday was in intensive care yesterday after he was taken ill with a fast heartbeat.
Wow, a fast heartbeat?
Well, I've got a fast heartbeat sometimes.
Well, it's when you get out of breath.
No, I have palpitations all the time. As you know, with my like, panic attacks and stuff.
Do I?
Yeah, I've told you about them.
Have you?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why? When do you have them?
Just like falling asleep.
Oh no, you've told me about them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's just weird though.
All the time, wake up, just go.
Is that? Do you think that's because of dreams, or do you think you just don't want? You're so scared of tomorrow.
Just scared of my life in general.
Three people got stabbed at the Notting Hill Carnival.
Dank holiday, wash out at seaside, but September will be sunny.
Stress. Help only 5 miles away.
Living 5 miles from immediate family and seeing them regularly leaves us better equipped to deal with stress. A sturdy study as well.
A sturdy study?
Yeah, just a study as found. It is the perfect distance to get both support and independence and makes us more resilient to emotional and financial problems. But 50% live an average of 10 miles apart of the centre of modern family found.
Yeah. Well, we both live very close to our families, don't we? And I was saying to you earlier that I think I might be depressed.
Yeah.
And no, you are having panic attacks, so this is bullshit. Landlord in picture ban.
Residents of a block of flats have been told to take down pictures and remove doormats from communal areas as they are a fire risk. The artwork had brightened up corridors joining the 9 homes, but just 2 are allowed to stay. Stockport Homes, which runs the flats in the town, said non-compliant items will be removed this week, then destroyed if unclaimed. Resident Stuart Edge, 64, said, "We were just trying to brighten up our home. It's very heavy-handed." What would you do if you had a house, you lived somewhere like that, and someone came along and took down all your pictures and burnt your...
Well, just took them down.
And burnt them.
Did that guy do that?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening, I was reading that page there. But I'd be pretty pissed off. I'd say, well, you could have just asked me to take him down, dickhead.
Yeah, what if he did and you thought, oh yeah, he's just like, he won't come back.
So I've ignored his first warning and then he's just taken them down and burnt them.
Yeah.
I'd still be a bit annoyed because I'd say, why don't you just take them down and then tell me I've taken them down, here you are. And then if I put them back up, he'd be in his rights to burn them, I think.
Yeah,
I think that's fair, isn't it? And that's Katy Perry again. Did you go back a page? You see that one about Che Guevara's hair? Someone bought it.
Strands removed from the head of the revolutionary's corpse by a CIA agent went for $58,000 in 2007. A bookshop owner in Houston, Texas, bought them.
That's so weird, isn't it?
Do you think people think they can claim clone? From here, like a new Che Guevara?
I don't know. What is the thinking behind spending that much money on someone's hair? Because that could be anyone's hair as well, couldn't it?
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe boobs in x-ray format.
Angelina... Oh, she dead or alive in them boob x-rays? Because that's a bit sick.
I imagine she'd be dead.
Imagine she'd be dead?
Yeah. No, alive.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It might... have been a lot of hot air, but when Brangelina appeared at the Hollywood premiere of the film that got them together, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, some of their exhaled air was bottled and auctioned online. The gaseous memorabilia, bottled in 2005, sold for £335. Oh, Scarlett Johansson's used tissue. It might be from...
Oh, we should get tampons.
What, from who?
Well, just anywhere. You know, you get them bins in toilets sometimes for the ladies.
Sell them on eBay.
Yeah. Ooh. Say it's, who's, like, Kelly Brook?
Yeah.
Do you think she has periods?
I don't know. I think,
God, yeah. That stink.
When the Avengers and Iron Man 2 star had the sniffles as she appeared on US TV's Jay Leno show in December. What would you buy? Like... What's the most mank thing you would buy if it was on auction and you had all the money in the world? No, not all the money in the world. £5,000.
Lady knickers? No, I don't know.
No?
I don't know if there's anything that I'd really...
And you're not allowed to spend that on anything else?
I have to just buy it. It'd have to be like some discarded waste from a celebrity.
Okay, well, here's what's on auction today, and you have to buy one of them. So, lot one, Frisky the Cat from Coronation Street.
That's quite cool.
William Shatner's kidney stone.
That's quite cool.
You haven't got enough. That's £14,000. Scarlett Johansson's used tissue.
No.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's breath.
Definitely not.
John Lennon's tooth.
Maybe. I'd wear that as a necklace.
You ain't got enough for that. It's £19,620.
Can't we just say they're all available to me for...
okay.
Yeah.
If we must. Marilyn Monroe's chest x-ray.
No.
Would you wank over that?
Oh, that could be me.
No, tits.
Are they tits?
Yeah.
Is that what they do on the sides? It's a bit weird, isn't it? What's in her stomach? What's going on down there?
Tits.
More tits.
Che Guevara's hair?
No.
Napoleon's private parts?
Yes, what's that?
During his autopsy in 1821, the defeated French emperor's manhood was removed. In time, it shriveled up, earning comparisons.
That'd be my excuse as well.
Whoa, I've been autopsied.
I've been dead for 100 years.
In time, it shriveled up, earning comparisons to a piece of leather.
Oh.
Like a belt. That's all right.
He's done very well for himself. A shoehorn.
Top US urologist John Latimer bought it 35 years ago, paying $7,170 in today's money. After Latimer died in 2007, the appendage was bought back by Napoleon.
Whoa!
Bonaparte's family.
Oh. That's a bit weird. Why did they want it?
Wouldn't you do that? Like, stop people looking at your granddad's mum?
No, not if it was, like, well, looked after. I'd want as many people out there to know that I'm in his gene pool. So far, it's Napoleon's knob.
Queen Victoria's pants, brackets, soiled.
What? I don't think I'd want dirty pants.
John Wayne's eye patch.
That's quite cool.
No, that's rubbish.
Do you think that's rubbish? What was it for? Was it an eye patch for conjunctivitis? Because that'd be awful.
Was it a real one? I thought he just meant for the ones in the film. Was he blind in one eye?
I don't know.
One of the most memorable actors of all times. And as expected, a piece of memorabilia from one of his most iconic roles went for a lot of money. The eye patch the Duke wore in the 1969 film True Grit sold for, how much do you reckon?
£58,000.
£30,253.
If I had one eye, I'd buy John Wayne's eye patch.
Yeah. Britney Spears chewing gum?
Nah.
Justin Timberlake's leftover breakfast?
No way. Unless it's been, like, sealed somewhere.
Muhammad Ali's refusal to go to war?
What? What? How can you
we could all have that.
That's like a get-out-of-jail-free card. Yeah. Like, he's selling it on.
Shortly after changing his name from Cassius Clay to I'd keep Cassius Clay.
I know, it's a really cool name, isn't it?
To Muhammad Ali, he was called up to fight in Vietnam but refused. His four-page letter stated his reasons for refusing to fight, dated April 28th, 1967, and signed by him, went for £4,746.
Oh, that's way more like... That's actually a quite iconic bit of like history, isn't it?
Yeah, they should have put what he actually said, or bullet points or something. That'd be quite interesting to know.
Yes.
Celebrity page... Get out of here.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it? Oh, no, you've torn them. Sharon, you look like you have... Oh, no, you must talk a lot of poo. No, don't worry about that. What's that one your thumb's covering up there? They're always quite good.
Throw of death. Athletics judge Dieter Schmidt, 75, has died after being speared through the throat by a javelin in Dusseldorf, Germany.
Jesus.
Yeah, so what a way to go. Brit tourist set fire to a fancy dress mummy. Man burned it in party prank.
What?
That's not something you want to set fire to as a prank. Someone dressed up in toilet roll.
Yeah, someone wrapped up in oil-soaked rags.
Pill to beat breath test. Fury at claim drivers can pass after 5 pints. A legal pill which could help drink drivers pass breath tests has gone on sale.
That's
in the UK.
Amazing. What a product.
Police and road safety campaigners reacted angrily. After it emerged, the controversial product, already banned in the US, is being sold online.
Yeah.
The pill, Alcopal, costs £20 for a pack and £20 of 20 and is said to neutralise alcohol in breath samples.
But they must, people must love drink driving if they're going to spend 20 quid for a packet of them.
Have you ever?
Get a fucking taxi!
No, have you not ever drunk drive?
I drove
all the time.
No, I haven't done it for years. I remember once though, when I had a girlfriend, we had a massive row, and because she wanted to go down to her mum's in Sussex for the weekend, so I said, "Well, fine, we'll go now." I was off my head. I drove all the way to Sussex. It took about 4 hours. I was hungover by the time I got there.
I've done it loads of times. Well, like, not for years. I haven't driven for years. But the last time,
a motorbike. Motorbike. That's mental.
I drove down.
But I've seen you drunk.
I drove down the M11. Like, I only had one glove because I'd lost it somewhere drunk, and it was so cold. It was in the middle of winter that I had one arm hidden under my armpit, holding onto the like steering wheel with the other, thinking, "Why do I keep on veering over to the light?"
I've seen you drunk as well, man. You can't even like keep your both your eyes looking at the same thing. Would you take that drug though? If you were drunk,
I'd take it.
And I said to you, "Look, I'm worried about you driving home. I'm not so worried that I'm going to give you a lift or anything, but here's, yeah,
give us one.
Yeah,
of them,
here's, take one of these." And then it turned out it was an ecstasy tablet.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, you just on your motorbike.
Do I have a say in it, or I've taken it?
You've taken it because I tricked you. You thought you were just one of them.
Right, so <I've> actually... purposefully tricked me.
Yeah, but you're not gonna. But I haven't even told you. You're not gonna start coming up until you're on the M11 driving along.
Have you ever driven a pillion?
Yes.
What does that do?
Hang on. What's the legal ramifications of us sitting here admitting?
Entertainment purposes.
Yeah. No, we're playing characters. I'm playing a character of a really irresponsible drink driver.
And I'm a knobhead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really bad. Especially when you get a wave of like ecstasy hits you and you're like going,
don't you just want to drive up to people and fuck them?
Why?
Because you're really loved up.
You're not like, you don't want to rape people when you're on it, do you? Jesus, well, I'm taking that tablet pack.
Not raping, but you want to go up and like and give you the confidence.
Oh, you want to like just touch
go,
people,
oh, baby,
don't you?
Oh, I'm really a bit of that arsehole.
Oh, I've got no penis at all. give me a bit of that arsehole.
Yeah. Stretched.
There's enough to go round. Hang on, what's the question? Have I driven like that?
Yeah, what was it like?
Really confusing, but actually really focused because you were so like, you were like, right, I've taken a pill, don't want to kill anyone because I love everybody.
I love a policeman seeing you, your face is right up against the glass. Yeah, looking all like serious.
Your
massive eyes,
jaw just like smashing against the windscreen again and again and again.
I didn't do that, but I was caught by the policeman. The last time I ever did it, because that scared the shit out of me, I was giving someone a lift on the back of the motorbike, and he didn't have a helmet on, and we'd come out of the pub, like, we were both wasted, drove about 50 metres, and police car just pulled up in front, and was like, oh, fuck, like, can't get out of this, there's no way I can blag my way out of this.
Jump over it or something?
No, I'd stop by then. Oh. I hadn't figured out how to
bunny hop.
1100cc bike.
Oh, God. Wake up the next morning, your hamstrings are torn apart.
They stood there and said, yeah, you're wasted. I don't think they even did a breathalyzer for me. I was so obviously drunk, I couldn't speak. Like,
you swung at one of them.
It's like, you got any ID on you? And I was like, no, I've got my bank card. Is that okay?
I've got my beer loyalty card.
My mate had to kind of talk our way out of it. And the policeman ended up getting on the bike and driving it. And I was shitting myself then because it needed so much work doing, so it shouldn't have been on the road anyway. And like, I was sitting in the police car because it was going to give us a lift back to where we were staying. And I just heard him shout out, "Oh, how do the lights work?" And he turned the policeman.
Is this that one up in your garden?
No.
The one looks like a Nazi's like weekend bike.
No, this is the chopper.
Oh, okay.
The policeman turned around and was like, "Why? What's wrong with it?" And he was like, "Oh, forget it. Let's just go." It didn't have any lights on it either.
So did they leave you to drive at home?
They drove us to where we were staying because we were house sitting somewhere at the time. And when we got back, they passed the keys to my mate's girlfriend and said, don't let him drive, like, until the morning. And that was it.
Bloody hell.
That was so lucky. They could have screwed me over.
Yeah, you got some good... You were lucky you confused them so much that they didn't know what crime you'd committed anymore.
They were frightened of me.
I remember once... Yeah, I remember once... I was hanging out with a very local scallywag, real scallywag, and I was gone to this house party. And they're bloody doing crack pipes and stuff.
Oh,
actual proper crack pipes. And they said to me, do you want some? I thought, well, why not? What's the worst that could happen? So I tried it. Instantly, I was like, oh no, I don't like this at all. This has made me feel really, really awful. And then this really, you know, super hard, dodgy bloke came up to me and went, all right, I've got to make a move now. Can I get a lift with you? Yeah, why not? Got in a car, drove about 20 metres, police car behind us, following us. And I said to this guy, there's a police car behind us, what do we do? He's like, oh, just keep driving, keep driving.
Faster.
I was in a metro, and so I was driving around going, I can't outrun them, there's no way, I'm not, like, and I can't outmaneuver them either, I can't escape this situation.
Amazing manoeuvres!
And he said, right, go up this housing estate. So I went up a housing estate, as soon as I did it, their lights went on, and he goes, keep driving, I can't, I don't know what to do, I've got to pull over. And I was really scared of this guy, so I really didn't want to pull over. But at the same time, I was more scared of the police. And so he just goes, oh, for fuck's sake, has enough of it, gives me a dead arm, grabs his bag, which is full of drugs and all sorts, jumps out of the car and just legs it. I'm just left there like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Police car goes round me and goes after him.
I didn't get out.
And I just sat there for like...
That's so lucky as well.
I sat there for like 10 minutes thinking... Oh, they're going to come back. I better wait here.
I think God looks down on us and just think, oh, they're dicks. Like, don't.
Just, he'll do himself more damage being in society than you protecting him. And so I drove home, parked my car miles away from my house, and then went and hid in the playground.
Even though it's registered to you.
Yeah, I know. There was no logic. And I hid in a climbing frame.
That's like when we got drunk at the Christmas do, and you... drove home and then stopped and put your keys in a tree.
That was the day after, though.
Well, how did you get here, sir?
That tree drove me.
He won't give me the keys back now.
He's a very good friend.
Stalwart is. Mum claimed benefit as hubby was abroad a lot.
Oh.
A woman. Falsely claimed 13,000 benefits. £13,000 worth of benefits. Oh. Just individual benefits. Like ration books. £13,000 benefits as a single mum while her husband was earning their living abroad.
Mm.
He sent money to provide for Donna McConville, 35, but the mum of four failed to tell Social Security and gave the impression she was not being maintained.
That's weird. Yeah, that's a weird way of putting it. Check this out. I ain't been maintained for years.
Criminal. Kill threats. Prisoner is on the run.
Oh.
A prisoner who was locked up for making threats to kill and having an offensive weapon has gone on the run.
Oh.
Bernard Sharkey was last seen carrying out community work at a farm on Thursday afternoon.
Oh.
He was serving an intermediate sentence at Kirk Levington Grange Jail near Yarm, Teesside.
Watch out for anyone around that area.
Yeah. Sharkey, 34, who is known to have connections in nearby Grangetown and Morpeth, is white, 5'9".
You sounded so surprised. White?
It's got to be a printing error.
Sorry, so he's white, 5'4". 5'4"?
5'9".
All right, he's a fucking dwarf.
And of medium build. So he looks like me. Am I 5'9"?
No, you're over 6 foot. Yeah.
All right. Cleveland police have warned the public not to approach Sharkey, but to call 999 immediately if they see him.
Mm.
He has a scar on his top lip
and a Celtic, is it Celtic or Celtic? Band, Celtic band tattoo on his upper left arm.
Oh.
Kirk Levington Grange is a Kattery Sea resettlement prison for male adult offenders nearing the end of their sentence.
I didn't realise that was a thing that people did. Pretty rubbish. What the hell is that thing?
Look, but don't touch. It certainly stands out from the crowd, but this baby flamboyant cuttlefish is as dangerous as its attention-grabbing. As it is attention-grabbing. I thought he was going to say it as its attention-grabbing parent. if touched, a poison contained in its flesh can kill a human in just seconds.
Bloody hell.
It is one of six cuttlefish babies being bred for the first time in the UK at Weymouth Sea Life Centre, Dorset. Mm. Why do they want to breed that? It's so, like,
I didn't realise cuttlefish were poisonous.
More usually found in the seas off northern Australia, the plan is to transfer some of them to Brighton Sea Life Centre for an ongoing research project.
Mm.
Secret spenders. Partners hide $41 billion in debt.
What?
Extravagant spouses are sitting on a mountain of debt they keep hidden from their partners.
Oh.
Have you ever been out with anybody who's like, had massive debt?
Not that I've hidden it from me, if it's true. I'm really tight. Mm. And so even if they had loads of debt...
Even that's... with piles?
What, like bum piles?
Yeah. That was an anal joke.
Oh, I see. sometimes I am. Sometimes I can't put my cream on. My arsehole shuts up that badly.
Really?
I can't put my cream on, yeah. Wow. I have to have a warm bath to loosen it up.
Oh, no. I don't want to think of it unfurling.
It's like a plant in slow motion. It's the morning there.
Put your face on the floor, stick your arsehole up and pour a whole bottle of kettle of like, water.
Boiling hot water on it.
Here it goes! It's opening up.
And he comes out and starts sniffing around.
Goes all bulbous like a mushroom.
I have to get my mum to like hand feed it.
Snaps her.
Give it a salt lick.
I've tried everything to manage the pain. I pray for him. Oh,
what's going on with that? Is that Sam Reeves related to Christopher Reeves? What was that? We had a weird Christopher Reeve thing the other day, didn't we?
Did we?
No, I'm thinking of something else.
I remember.
Thinking of something else. Oh, no, it was another podcast I was listening to. The bloke who played Batman in the animated series went to school with Christopher Reeve.
Right.
Yeah. That wasn't us.
I can't forgive myself for being a love cheat.
Oh, you get over it.
I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and overall, we're really happy.
Oh, it's a woman cheating. That's disgusting.
A few months ago, we had a huge fight, and I went out with my friends and ended up going home with an ex I bumped into.
Ooh.
We went out on and off for a couple of years, and I've always really fancied him. I felt flattered by his attention, and after all the rowing with the boyfriend, it was nice just to have fun and cock.
Yeah.
But I woke up the next day feeling sick with guilt. I made this man...
Feeling sick with the distance his cock had gone down my throat.
All the cum in my gob.
She rang him up and said, oh God, darling.
I feel sick. What have we done? I've got so much cum in my gob.
I've swallowed more than is recommended, my RDA.
I made this man promise not to tell anyone, and I'm pretty confident my boyfriend won't find out, but I'm finding that I can't live with the guilt. I can't face having sex with my boyfriend, and I feel so miserable that he keeps asking me what's wrong. Should I tell him? He would go mad, and I'm not sure.
You said that in such a military... Should I tell him?
He would go mad, and I'm not sure he'd ever get over it, but I want
to... Oh, lie to him then, it don't matter. Just keep the lie. Once you've made the lie, keep the lie. Don't go back on it.
I'm not sure I can live with this guilt anymore.
Was that you or her?
That's her.
Oh, that's her. What's your advice?
Live with it. Live with the guilt. You did a stupid thing.
Yeah, that's your punishment, and only you may know the burden that you bear.
Yeah, you've made yourself sick.
But be sure to feel guilty.
Next time you're doing it.
Yeah. Next time you're swallowing a bucket load of semen, just think twice. And that's for all of you out there as well, actually.
She carries on, though. That's not just it. She said, also, I've got 3 children, 2 sons and a daughter. My 2 sons are married with children, and even though we get on well, they live hundreds of miles away from us and near their in-laws. My daughter's 25, what? And we've always been close.
What? This is a lot less sexy. I imagined her being sexy in the first half.
So I thought, she's never had much luck with men, but I just put that down to her working hard and having a successful career. However, she's recently told me that she's gay. I'm shocked beyond words.
Oh.
I'm fairly open-minded, as you can tell from all the cock I was swallowing before. And I've often wondered what
my daughter's vagina tastes like.
I've wondered what I'd do if one of my sons came on to me.
What?
And I always thought I'd be okay with it. However, for reasons I can't explain, I just can't accept the fact my daughter's gay.
Oh.
What would you do if you had a gay daughter or son?
I would like it if I had a gay daughter, but if she was the butch one.
You'd like it if she was
the butch one. She'd have to be the butch one, so then she might have a really nice girlfriend.
That you might be able to sway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like your thinking.
If my sons are gay, that's, fair enough.
But don't you think, oh, fucking hell.
What, just that?
No, you're supposed to carry on the line. I've suffered all my life. You're supposed to carry on our fucking, line... that's been going since life began on this planet, and you're gonna stick your cock up an arsehole.
I'll get him to wank in my hand or something.
And rush down.
And rush down the clinic and just chuck it at a woman.
Rush down the blood bag. No, shit, wrong place.
I'd splash it on my sexy neck. Lesbian daughter-in-law.
Yeah, do that. That's all sorts.
Is that the best thing to do? Couldn't I say, all right, gay.
All right, gay, bro.
How about this?
You get
a bird pregnant and you raise my son, your brother, as your own.
And don't tell anybody.
And don't tell anyone. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Actually, I like that. Yeah.
I'm all about the secrets.
And you get to have sex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hopefully. All right.
Well,
yeah.
You solve that part of their problem.
Yeah.
But then she goes on to say,
what is wrong with this woman?
Another daughter of her was born 7 months ago. And her boyfriend, who, she cheated on, recently admitted to watching me give birth.
Oh.
And that had put him off sex.
Oh, don't blame him. It's fucking awful.
And I had a very difficult...
Do you ever having sex and think, oh, a baby's come out of here, and that's enough to put you off?
I've never had a sex with someone who's had a baby.
I've never had a sex.
For that reason.
I don't think I've ever... Yeah, I have had a sex with a girl who's had a baby, and it really does put you off.
It's all mangled.
No, they snap back quite quickly. They're quite.
I imagine
the
baby.
Stretch Armstrong.
Maybe imagine the baby clinging on and ripping bits out as it's being pulled away.
No, it doesn't work like that. Oh, the lips. They have to take the lips off.
Ugh.
This, an horrible old. Like the Tales from the Crypt Keeper, his mouth. It's like that.
Yeah, you don't want to have sex with that.
Bro.
She must have had a pretty nice face.
God, she was beautiful. She was a ginger lady. I really like ginger ladies. Mm. Is that it? Is that the end of that? So what do you think?
I reckon she should kill herself.
That woman?
Yeah, she's got too much going wrong.
But what if you saw your lady friend giving birth? Do you think that would put you off? Put me right off.
I'd stand near her head so that blanket was covering her legs.
Also, when they say... stuff like, oh, don't you want to see, you should be watching this. You can't fucking watch it, you're not watching it.
And you trained to watch it.
Or would you get your phone and hold it up there, that reverse phone thing, and let them watch it?
Who?
Your wife.
Does she want to watch it?
Well, exactly.
She's screaming.
Yeah, exactly.
She knows it's rubbish.
I don't want to fucking see that.
Nah.
No one should
have
to see that.
And I wouldn't love my baby if I saw it come out of that. You ruined that for me.
Yeah. That's true, actually. Especially if it ruined vaginas for you. Every time you saw that baby, you fucking little shit. I hope you better not be gay.
On top of that, you better not fucking
That would be typical, wouldn't it? He's ruined sex for you and then comes out as
ruined
a
sex
gay
for
man.
Himself.
Yeah. Well, we'll end on that, bloody listeners.